Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Pensacola, Florida, it's time for Pensacola Business Radio. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Hey, good afternoon. Keith over here, Pensacola Business Radio, broadcasting live from DeVillers Square Studios. I have in the house with me Stacy Costavicki, Executive Director of Gulf Coast Kids House. Good afternoon.
Hey, Keith.
And Megan Chapman, Rookie at Large.
I'll take it.
She'll take it. And Megan is the marketing consultant, guru, facilitator,
awesome genius of
what needs to happen.
You nailed it.
Okay. See, I told you. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Stacy, for those that don't know, whether worldwide or in the community, what is Gulf Coast Kids House and what do you guys do?
So we are Escambia County's Child Advocacy Center, and that's a big fancy way of saying that we see the most egregious child abuse cases in the county. We were formed about 11 years ago, and the purpose of us is to combine all of the professionals and resources that are needed so that kids can get everything from medical exams to prosecution to counseling in one building that was designed specifically for them.
Well, and doesn't that also, that facilitates that story only having to be told once, right?
Absolutely.
Or at least a minimum amount of times?
Absolutely. It minimizes the number of times kids have to tell their story of abuse, which not only helps to limit their trauma, but also aids in successful prosecution. Because I don't know about you guys, but I can't say the same thing the same way 10 different times.
Yeah, I'm pretty much famous for it.
Right. Yeah. Well, then you'd be good.
Well, not only that, but you know, as the many more days down the road that you kind of start to process that stuff is a different way that you're communicating it too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And disclosures are often kind of spontaneous and they kind of build off of each other. So kids are not the most reliable witnesses. So it's our job to take as much of that from them as we can.
Yeah. And capture it as quickly as possible.
Absolutely.
So, okay. So let's let everybody know a little bit, because you guys have been seriously successful, and sometimes looking at that is not necessarily a good thing, mm-hmm. because then there really means that there is that much of an issue out there. But on the other side of it, thank God you guys were there, because if you weren't, who would have been?
Right. Well, I always when we did our capital campaign last year, everyone would say, oh, it's such a shame that you're having to expand. And I would try to say, you know, it's not that those things aren't happening to children. It's just that we're expanding our ability to better address it.
Exactly. Yeah. And capture it and help.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay. So let's just give a couple stats.
Sure. Actually, we just completed our 2015 numbers, and we had over 3,100 children that were served through Gulf Coast Kids House. That's a pretty significant jump from 2014.
I was going to say that's a lot. That was 100. How many?
We had 2,600 children in 2014 up to 3,100. So, again, it's great that those kids have access. It's sad that it's such a high rate in Escambia County.
But do you think that jump is bigger this year? Not necessarily because there's more of it happening. It's just maybe the ability to be reported and captured has increased.
Absolutely. I think there's been a lot more community awareness ever since even the News Journal did a huge series last April, and that helped everyone to learn kind of the signs and how to report. So reports are going up, and so we're seeing more kids. But Escambia County is, I believe, third in the state of Florida with their child abuse rates. So we're up there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's some things to do then, right?
Absolutely.
So let's continue that outreach real quick. So some of the stuff that's being reported on how to see the stuff, how to know what's going on, let's go ahead and give everybody the 411 on that.
Okay. Well, the biggest, most important thing for listeners to know is that reporting child abuse is mandatory in the state of Florida. It is a criminal act if you don't report suspected child abuse. So I think in the South, we can be a little apprehensive and not want to report it unless we know for sure. But put that aside, call 1-800-96-ABUSE.
You might save someone's life.
Absolutely. And you can, it's anonymous reporting. And we always just tell people to look for any changes of behavior in children. We wish that there was some kind of roadmap that said if they.
So does every parent out there.
I know.
The how-to manual? Yeah. No.
Yeah. So, you know, if you have a child that's typically kind of gregarious and playful, and then all of a sudden they're withdrawn, or vice versa, that could be a sign. But I think the biggest thing that parents and adults can do is prepare themselves mentally for the fact that one day they might have a child disclosed to them.
Yeah.
And it's our job to not react emotionally to that, because inadvertently what we do when we get really angry or really upset that a child is now disclosed is that we shut them down.
Right. Because
they see, oh, shoot, mom or dad, they're really upset now. I didn't really mean to say that. And so that's when the recanting starts.
Right.
So I think it's just important to just, like, you learn to stop, drop, and roll, to kind of mentally prepare yourself for if that conversation is going to happen yeah. one day.
Well, and on a, yeah, and if you think about it, what happens if it happens to the, or others around you, or the kids know that it's going on, and, you know, how do you kind of facilitate that sort of conversation?
Yeah.
Which, you're right, is not at the top of the list to think about having to talk about.
No, it's not something any of us want to think about, yeah. but we're doing a disservice by not just spending a few minutes to run through that role playing with ourselves.
Yeah. Okay, so where do you guys stand now? And by that, I mean, like, what can the community do to help? What do you guys have going on? Where do we want to send them? All that good stuff.
Well, we have a lot going on this year. We are, of course, a private nonprofit. So the biggest ways that the community can help is through volunteering or donating or even participating in some of our events that we have coming up.
Yeah. Okay. And then let's tell everybody the website and all that, where they can go and get more information.
Our website is gulfcoastkidshouse.org. We also have a Facebook page. And I believe that Megan has us tearing up Twitter. I couldn't tell you our handle, but I bet she could.
That's what she's here for, right?
Yeah. Yep, all that good stuff.
So what is the Twitter handle? Let's put her on the spot.
It's Gulf Coast Kids House.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, and all of those sites have the ability to donate. They have the ability to register as a volunteer. And so, okay, and I got to ask, how does that process work for a volunteer?
Well, it depends. So we have a lot of events that we need community support on, where they're going to be maybe at Chocolate Fest or out in the public, but not necessarily interacting with our clients. So with those volunteers, we can be a little more lenient and yeah. just get your basic contact information. However, for volunteers that want to help us in the house, anyone that might potentially run across a client, we do a level 2 background check.
Yeah.
Which includes fingerprinting and national and local screening.
Awesome. Which is good to know, because parents need to know that stuff too. So I heard the word chocolate.
You got stuck on that, didn't you?
You notice that bowl right there is empty? It used to be full.
Yeah, it's only got it's got like
three Reese's in it.
So, a few Rolos. Last
I know. Who makes those anymore, right? You never see those.
They're hard
They're
to
so
find.
Good. So let's talk about Chocolate Fest, right? Because you guys... Go for it. This is going to make you some money, which is what you guys need to do funding
Absolutely.
To keep this program going.
Absolutely. Well, Chocolate Fest this year is actually moving up significantly with its date. It's going to be on April 2nd this year. And we're doing something a little bit different this year. We're going to have actually VIP access, which is really exciting this year. We always tend to run out of chocolate. That's everyone's favorite part of that. I know. Shocking.
The bowl's empty.
So this year from noon to 1, we're actually going to have VIP access. So if you pay an additional $5, you actually get in and hopefully get to taste something from everybody. And then the general public will have access with their tickets from 1 to 3. So that's something that's different this year. But it's at Cordova Mall. And we need sponsors. We need people to participate. And we're always looking for additional people to get involved. So volunteers, any of that kind of good stuff.
Call Megan.
Yep. Call me.
At 850-595-5783.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And then obviously you guys have stuff on the site too. That
we do.
Sends them to this.
Yep. And we have to, of course, we'd be remiss if we didn't thank Sandy Sansing Dealerships for stepping up and being yeah. the grand, I think we call it a grand latte, big old sponsor.
He's getting the ball rolling. That's awesome.
What he does. They're amazing.
So what time does it start? On
noon.
Okay. So because this is all I can picture is just chocolate everywhere in the mall, right? So it's all the way around. Or
just about. We have, I think access is going to be at a couple different places, but we'll have some maps and traffic control and all that kind of good stuff.
So you
but,
can work off the chocolate to the next place to eat chocolate?
Yes. Get your Fitbit charged. You know, make sure you're ready to
make sure we're tracking that, huh?
to work that off. But yeah, we start center court and then they go down all the different wings of the Cordova Mall. So we'll be kind of all over the place. We give you a map and a program and it tells you who's participating and where you've been and you get checked off on the list and all that kind of good stuff. So.
Giant to-go box. So, yeah, we
yes,
have
absolutely.
Usually usually about 20 to 25 restaurants that participate.
And okay, that was going to be my next question. Is it all restaurants or can a... I just like chocolate and I like to cook.
It can definitely be individual caterers or bakers, chefs. We've even had, you know, couple years ago, we had National Honor Society pull together.
Cool.
And so a bunch of high school kids did some really amazing chocolate.
I bet.
But yeah, you get a giant, like not your little to-go box, but the big one that you fit a dinner in. And that thing,
you get a dinner's worth of chocolate to go home with.
You cannot close the lid by the time you're ready to leave.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's a fun event. It's a fast event, and it's definitely family friendly. And with April showers, we don't have to worry about that because we're in the shelter of Cordova Mall.
Well, and what a cool way to kind of help, not only help a good cause, but really get to know some of these restaurants in the community that you may not have known.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and part of our reason for moving it up this year is that April is Child Abuse Prevention Month. So regionally, we do a huge campaign every year called From Blue to Better, where we try to turn the four counties blue in some way. Last year, we did a big Show Your Bows campaign.
Where it was t-shirts and bows and all kinds of cool stuff. I remember seeing them everywhere.
Yeah.
So that was good because you were doing your job.
We were a bow-making factory over at the kids' house. But so Chocolate Fest will help to kick that off. And also, again, at a fun event, still weaving in the very important topic of child abuse and child abuse prevention.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's a cause to get behind because you can't live in the sand forever. And I think that was one of the things that coming to your last event that even hit me a little harder was that people hear about it all the time. It's going on. It's happening. But you don't relate to it until you are literally staring it in the face. And by that, you had some victims that had shared their story. And I think by the time they were done, the entire room had one tear at least.
Mm-hmm.
And it was at that point I was like, you know, okay, this is really important and it's something that needs to happen and it's here and it's in our community.
Yeah. It's, you know, it knows no boundaries. So, most of the time, I think usually 94% to 97% of the time, the perpetrator is actually someone in the family or really close to the family. So you consider that, you sit back at your next Thanksgiving dinner and look around and just, you got to have those conversations. You got to be careful.
Yeah. And put yourself in that shoe for a minute and imagine that that's not a fun thing to do.
Mm-mm.
So with that being said, what do you guys need for Chocolate Fest? You said you need sponsors. You need volunteers.
Sponsors,
right?
Volunteers, restaurants. We need your culinary prowess, if you will. Yep.
Preferably those that know how to bake.
Yes.
Yep.
Or preferably have the patience for it anyway.
You know, this is going to be my call to action. Every year we're promised chocolate covered bacon and it's never happened.
Oh, it's an awesome thing to do.
I've heard. And
I did white chocolate covered bacon one afternoon. I got bored.
So we're writing it down now.
I had bacon and I had chocolate and it just happened to come together.
So we'll see you on April 2nd. We'll get you a table, get you some volunteers.
I might help to be able to facilitate some chocolate covered bacon.
That would be pretty amazing.
Yeah. So how's the process work for them enrolling to get into this kind of stuff?
PensacolaChocolateFest.org. We have a website there or Gulf Coast Kids House, and it's free to participate for restaurants. All that we request is 1,200 bite-sized samples, so we're not talking about 1,200 cupcakes for everyone. But
it'd be really cool if you did have 1,200 cupcakes for everyone.
It would be really cool. And we do have, you know, there's a People's Choice Award, so they really do go all out every year. So,
well, and that's what I was saying. What a great way to get to know some of the restaurants and the people behind those restaurants in your community. And so you got the people voting, which is really cool because then, I mean, it just shows that you've got some awareness in the community.
Mm-hmm.
As a former restaurateur, that's good as gold.
Yeah.
You know?
And Angela James out at H2O does an amazing job, and she and Woodham Cafe, that they have some student chocolatiers. They've been neck and neck for the last few years.
I'm sure one of them's dying for chocolate covered bacon.
Yeah, that's true. I should just call and pitch that.
That's fine. Mm-hmm. If they fall through, you let me know.
I got your number.
I know a guy. Okay, so what else? What have we missed? What do we need to let everybody know?
Well, From Blue to Better, want to spend a little bit of time on that just because it is our biggest awareness push throughout the whole year. So we will be doing the Show Your Bows campaign again this year. All it requires is calling us at the Gulf Coast Kids House or one of the other agencies that's involved. We work with Department of Children and Families, Families First Network, Children's Home Society, But just call us. We'll set you up with a bow and a poster. And again, it's a fun way to start a conversation.
Okay, this is my official call to action. I want a bow.
You got a bow.
We'll put it right here on the window.
You might need more than one.
That's fine. Bring it.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it.
Yeah, we're excited.
I'm sure they wouldn't mind turning the whole building. Let's just wrap it.
Let's do it. We did it to City Hall last year. Yeah, and Sacred Heart Children's Hospital signed on this year as well.
Very
so
cool.
We're super excited to have that reach.
I will check on the powers that be and how blue we could saturate this place, but I think that would be fun.
Yeah, and an easier, perhaps, and more helpful way, too, is we have a clothing closet at Gulf Coast Kids House, and it's just our way of trying to make sure that the families that we see are fully supported.
Yeah.
So if you've got kids or grandkids, nieces, nephews, we take new and gently used clothing year-round. Right now, we're super low on boys' clothes, boy toddlers, because as you can imagine, they don't really gently use much. So
no, we're boys. It gets dirty quick.
Yeah, so we're always low on those.
And apparently, holy jeans aren't cool anymore, so you can't keep them.
I know. When did that happen?
I don't know, man. I'm so depressed about it.
I got my painting jeans, but
yeah. You had that pair that you could wear forever.
You thought it was coming back. It's not coming back.
Mm-mm. Nope. Give it another decade.
Yeah. So,
all right. So they need clothes. You just bring them straight to the office?
Yep. Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Again, always need volunteers.
Always. Always.
Yeah. Particularly not shy volunteers that like to go do outreach events. Like we were just at the pin and bead swap this weekend with the Crew of Blues. And so you just need people that aren't scared to sit in a booth and
want
to
go do
people.
Something and hang out.
Yeah. It was a really fun event.
Yeah.
It was great. We did a diaper drive and we collected over 4,000 diapers.
New diapers, right?
Yeah, we don't take those gently used.
Yeah.
No, well, gently used diapers. But
so, well, in saying these things, though, you don't think about it, but you need those things quickly because sometimes the environment in which the kid was growing up in or is immediately changed. And right. So those things that they did have, they don't have for the next however long.
Yeah.
Right.
Or their supervision has completely changed. So now grandma or grandpa is stuck with a 3-year-old and
somebody
not
who's
at
sort
all.
Of been off the clock for the last so many
right.
years. Yeah.
Yeah. You can only imagine the amount of things that they're going to need support with.
Yeah. My mom always tells me the best thing about the grannies is I can give them back. So I could imagine some of that can be a culture shock, not only for the kids, but obviously for the parents and or the facilitating care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we've also got all sorts of child abuse prevention classes. We have a big goal this year of getting, actually not this year, but getting into all of the elementary schools by 2017. So if you are a parent of a child, talk to your school administrators, make sure that the kids' house is in there talking about child abuse prevention.
Yeah.
And if you're an adult, we're actually teaching a class this afternoon at the kids' house, but we do one once a month just to talk about some of the basics of recognizing and reporting.
Yeah. So when you're in the schools, are you teaching it to the parents? Are you teaching it to the kids? Or
we're actually teaching to the kids. We have a Monique Burr Foundation has Child Safety Matters curriculum. And so we've signed on to use that. It's really wonderful. It talks about every form of abuse and bullying, including cyberbullying,
sure.
because every child has a cell phone or iPad mm-hmm. these days. So again, brings child abuse and safety issues in a non-threatening and fun way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we are at NB Cook at the end of the month.
Yeah, that's awesome. And you said it, though, the technology today, I mean, we grew up without it. I could not imagine being a kid these days with the ability to do all that.
I'm so glad we didn't have Facebook when I was younger.
Yeah.
That was hard
my
enough,
kids look at me weird when I say that, but I'm like, trust me, it was a better time.
You know?
And then we start sounding like our parents, right?
I know. Well, whatever.
Yeah. So, okay, anything else you think we missed?
I'm looking at Megan here.
I know nothing.
You know enough. You know enough or
no,
you wouldn't
be
here,
job.
That's for sure. So, okay, well, then let's give them the number and the website again.
Okay.
And then we're going to start letting people know.
Perfect. If you need to report suspected abuse, that number is 1-800-96-ABUSE. You can do that anonymously. And if you have any questions, you can reach out to the Kids House at 595-5800 or hit us on our website at gulfcoastkidshouse.org.
Okay. So same with volunteering and all. You can start that process there too?
Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, I want to thank both of you ladies for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And seriously, let me know if they fall through on the chocolate bacon thing.
Thank you.
Although, who gives up a chance to covered bacon and chocolate. It's even if it is for 1,200 people.
It's pretty sweet chance.
Yeah. Well, again, thank you guys for coming in. Gulf Coast Kids House. You guys can find us at Pcola Radio X on Twitter, at Pensacola Business Radio on Facebook, or on our website at pensacola.businessradio.com. Again, thanks. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Come back again when we've got whatever else going on that we need to talk about. And this has been Pensacola Business Radio, where business is good and your work matters. Mm-hmm.